This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Oh, yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything.
Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
Hour two, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Bojo Horseman, Will Stevens. I don't know why I started with you. I looked over and started with Bojo. Bojo runs the show now.
Okay, that's fine.
Bo, Will, Tucker in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. Take it away, Bo. No, I'm kidding.
I don't think order matters.
No, in no particular order, we are
particular.
All...
Particular. No particular order, people.
In no particular order. We are all in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. hour two. Getting started, like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer
Woo!
Studios. Still got, what, Bob, you're our count guy? What's the count at?
So we officially, through the course of the two-hour show, have used two of the five shocks.
So we have?
In addition to the shock collar trivia.
How many do we have left?
Three.
So there are three remaining shocks.
To be used at my discretion.
At Tucker's discretion that he can use at any point. During
whenever
the rest
I
of the
want.
Show.
And at the end of the 2 hours, it's over. I'm not wearing this tomorrow.
No, you got to wear it home, and I'll take mine home. I'll take the remote home, and you got to go to sleep.
We just wait until it disconnects.
Yeah. I'm just smashing it overnight.
No. There's no carryover.
That's not allowed?
No, I'm not putting this thing on again.
I would save these up for a little while.
I got a couple things.
Every year, new punishment, shock. I end up a couple years, I've got, 30 shocks built up. To use whenever I want.
I want to do a slap bet with somebody.
A slap bet? You just get to slap them in the face? Yeah. I thought you already get to punch Houston whenever Arch doesn't come to Tennessee.
Oh, that is true. I get to
you get to punch him twice. Yeah.
I don't remember what the first one was.
Maybe the first one is he put it off for some reason. Cade Mays coming back, yeah.
No.
No?
It was someone from Florida coming here, or someone not coming here and going to Florida. That's what it was.
Was it Trey Smith coming back?
No, it was someone not coming here and going to Florida.
Right, basketball player.
Yeah, I just don't know who it was.
That's okay.
Can't remember, can't think. Don't care.
Don't mind.
All I want to do is punch him in the face.
You're going to get to, maybe. Who knows?
He put me in a tough spot. You know what I mean? Cause
now you're rooting for chaos.
It's easy for him to root for what he wants to happen. You just got to root for Arch to come to Tennessee, and you don't get punched in the face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to root for Arch to not come to Tennessee, and then I have to punch my mentor in the face.
Right. You're the person you look up to most.
It's like punching my dad.
Right. You couldn't do that.
No.
It's immoral.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I respect that a little bit.
I got three things I want to get to here. But
on the docket?
Yeah.
Oh, that's already a thing. Sorry about that, Russ.
On
the ledger. On the calendar.
For docket
on the schedule
document,
the list,
can't say that one,
the syllabus,
to pronounce it.
Call
coupon,
it a syllabus,
the voucher, the certificate,
that sucks,
the counterfoil
sucks,
bill
sucks,
receipt
horrible,
proof of purchase
trash,
label
tag,
ticket tab, documentation, document,
horrible.
Record, register, log, label, tag, tab, mark, ticket.
Okay, not what we're after. No. Wrong.
Calendar, schedule, tally, timetable, card, tab, ticket.
Timetable? Syllabus, schedule.
Timetable?
What's on my laptop screen?
What's on the...
We take a trip to the bookmarks.
Okay.
We're taking a trip to the bookmarks. I got
take
three.
A trip to the bookmarks.
How far of a trip is this?
Oh, yeah.
Just here, down, and yonder. You know, a couple lefts, a couple
or,
right. Yeah,
or yonder.
It's uphill both ways.
Hop, skip, and a jump, if
it's
you
in
will.
The snow.
Okay.
Taking a trip to the bookmarks. I got three things I want to get to. I have the Super Bowl.
I'm sure you do want to get there.
The Island Boys.
Okay, yeah. Those guys you used to be cool.
And the love of my life.
Ooh. Okay. What's Jennifer Aniston up to these days?
You silly dog. You know who the love of my life is.
We'll figure it out later.
Does it start with a Z?
Who's the love of your life? We'll figure
you
it out now.
Start now?
I don't care, yeah.
Cardi B.
Oh, right. What's she up to? She back in the news?
This is why. Just another reason why.
Why you love her.
Why she's the love of my life.
Okay.
I think you're expecting a joke here, but this is a very serious.
No. Sure.
Cardi B has offered to pay the burial cost for all 17 people killed in a fire that ripped through a New York City high-rise. Mayor Eric Adams said the rapper offered the financial relief for victims of the fire in the Bronx because that's where she grew up.
Man, that's tough. I mean, that's nice of her. Very nice.
Just another reason I love her.
It's very nice. You know, it's good of her to do.
In a quote, she says, "I guess I should pay for it. I started it."
Oh, yeah. So, okay. Yeah, I guess it is fair, you know. Do I not remember, did she not go on Instagram Live one time talking about how people wanted rich people to pay more taxes, and she went on there being like, "I got bills. You know how many cars I have? I got like two houses. I have bills to pay. I can't be giving away my money."
I don't remember that.
I remember that. It was very funny.
Another reason why I love her, though. And this is not like a sexist comment. Everyone loves just anybody who's good with money.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I would love to have my wife handle the finances.
Right, right. Fiscally responsible. Yeah. That's what you want.
I want a COVID conscious and a fiscally responsible babe.
God, that would be sick to have someone just handle the finances.
Woman. I want a babe.
He's setting the standards pretty high.
God, but isn't that what we all dream of, you know? Just having some woman.
I dream of Cardi B a lot.
Just paying the bills. It'd be pretty cool.
Cardi B has offered to pay the funeral costs and burial costs for all 17 people killed in a fire.
It is tough.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced Wednesday that the Grammy-winning rapper offered the financial relief for victims of the fire in the Bronx because that's where she grew up. Many of the victims had ties to Gambia, and families of several of the victims plan to bury their...
loved ones.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for.
Relatives.
And yes, that's the other word I was looking
family
for.
Family members.
There you go. In their West African homeland, Cardi B is committed to paying the reparation expenses for the victims who will be buried in Gambia as well.
That's nice. That's a very nice thing. That is a very real thing that, you know, I've thought about living in a big city like New York. And then I think about fire, you know?
That's the first thing you think of?
Yeah. I mean, well, there's crime, you know, homelessness. Everything costs a lot.
I was thinking
there.
Rats.
Rats. They get big. Yeah. They get pretty big out those ways.
There's dog-sized rats
out
there.
Yeah, yeah. And who's going to eat the dog-sized rats? You don't have big enough dogs. No. So you bring in mountain lions to take care of the rats, but then they eat all the rats, then you got a mountain lion problem. That's what happened in New York.
Then you get big mountain lions.
Yeah.
Bring in the elephants, and then all of a sudden you got the biggest animal ever.
You get a pet panther.
The pet panther? Sure. Pink panther. He was cool. He walked on two legs, so like people were cool with him
like
a little bit.
A hamburger.
Oh, you're thinking of the Steve Martin. Pink Panther. No, I'm thinking of the cartoon. Awful. He was a panther. Right. He was pink.
So was the movie, brother.
He walked around. What now?
He said my impression was awful.
I said that was awful.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't good.
The movie was bad, too.
Yeah, it was a bad movie.
I would like to order a cheeseburger.
I remember that was in the trailer. That's the only reason I know what movie you're referencing. I never watched it.
It's also in the movie. It's the greatest part. He has to go undercover, and he's real French.
So
yep.
So they gave out the best part in the trailer.
They did.
Yeah, it's like the
movies, but from that,
you have to watch it.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch trailers.
How I Met Your Father trailer yet?
No.
Their opening joke and their closing joke apparently are like that's supposed to be your best jokes in a stand up set, in a show like this, in any sort of like TV shows, anything, trailers. You're supposed
start
to
start strong
like,
and
your,
finish
your
strong.
Second best, and then your best at the end.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, was it bad.
Okay.
But apparently, they gave away their best parts in the trailer.
That's tough.
Because I watched it and.
No good.
I was hoping like they just couldn't put a trailer together. Mm-hmm. Like I was hoping this show was like really good and the marketing team for the show just sucks.
This is what you get for watching How I Met Your Father.
They made that. That's real.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Interest peaked.
Okay. The
interest
yeah.
peaked.
Okay. The Duffster. I remember the old Duffster.
Yeah. Duffster's in there.
She had a big moment back in like 2005.
I don't recall her ever being referred to as the Duffster, but
I just did right now.
Is it Duff designated ugly? Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Ooh, it is.
Oh.
It is.
Right.
She was Duff by birth.
Yeah. She went by Hill Dog. That's what they called her in school.
That's also unfortunate.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
She's probably getting called the fat, ugly friend and then getting chants about locking her up multiple times a day. That has to be hell.
Yeah. Can't be good. But, I mean, good for Hilary Duff getting a role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a long time since she made that movie, Hilary Duff Goes on Vacation or whatever that was. Remember she rode on a moped? That was most of the movie.
It was a little, I was a Lizzie McGuire guy.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Was that the
Lizzie McGuire movie. There
okay,
it is.
Yeah, yeah,
there it is. I couldn't remember the name.
I thought you were talking about a separate movie.
No.
Okay.
No.
I thought that was like a documentary.
It wasn't called Hilary Duff Goes on Vacation. That's not the name of the movie.
They should make that, though.
Okay.
I'd watch that.
But what happens in the Lizzie McGuire movie is Hilary Duff Goes on Vacation.
Okay, yeah.
Was the main.
I forgot she was Lizzie McGuire. I thought
yeah.
Lizzie McGuire.
Then there was that one guy, he was like a pop star or something in Europe, and, you know, they rode a moped. I remember that.
Duff Does Destin.
Duff Does Destin. That's right.
Who's Destin?
I don't know.
It's a beach.
It's a place.
Oh.
It's a state of mind,
sorry.
Brother.
Sorry. I thought it. Island Boys.
What are they up to?
Yeah,
I've actually never listened to an Island Boys song.
I
don't
need to.
In this.
Neither have I.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
No way. No way it's actually
the kids
bad.
Like it.
It's got to be good, right?
No, none of... They're
pretty popular.
The kids are smart enough to troll now, and I don't think the Island Boys
you
are
think
smart
so?
Enough to realize they're getting
yeah.
trolled.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, the Island Boys, they've been doing cameos, doing a lot of cameos recently.
Good way to make money.
Yeah,
I do tons of cameos.
For people who got famous with no talent, brilliant, brilliant way of life.
Should we get one from them?
I would love a cameo.
Let me look it up, how much they charge.
Probably,
I think I looked it up the other day. It's about $100 to $150.
Ooh, we could probably...
Why did you
I'm
look it up?
Because sure. I was curious.
Yeah,
was
how much are they charging?
This dude wants
you know?
A cameo from the
I
Island
think we,
Boys.
We could get like an intro to the show from like Kevin from The Office for like $40.
No, he charges a ton too.
Does
we,
he?
We need to just
does
find like be? A minuscule... Let's just ask Houston to do it.
Houston to do our intro?
Just a random kind of celebrity.
Okay, sort of.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Island Boys, they're doing cameos. They've gotten pranked on a couple of them.
Oh, no, are they saying weird stuff
yeah,
and not
they,
realizing it?
They did a someone wrote a song talking about Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh,
and
no.
They performed the whole entire song.
Oh, no.
And didn't realize it. It was pretty funny.
Oh, no.
But they did also, I don't know if this one's a prank or not. It's another, I'm just going to hope it's not a prank because it's way funnier if it's not. Marine Sergeant asked, he got a cameo.
From the Island Boys.
I paid the Island Boys for a cameo, asking his superiors to not kick him out for a DUI. And it is one of the funniest minute-long videos
do
I've
they,
ever seen in my
Did
life.
He give them a script? I would hope not.
I hope it's freestyle.
I hope they're just loosey-goosey with it.
Can we play this?
No, we definitely can't play this over air.
They say a couple words a couple
of sure.
times that we
can't say, those
say
words.
Or play on air.
No. We can watch this in the break, maybe. Break it down
but
on the other side.
I'll go ahead and give you the final line because it's one of my favorite...
How they finish it?
I might sample this. It's one of my favorite quotes, one
okay.
of my favorite lines, and then it's just even funnier that they're talking about a dude who got a DUI and is being kicked out of the military. So it goes on, and he's like, hey, you want to give him a second chance, and they're singing just to the same
Island
Boy melody.
They're singing this.
And at the very end, he goes, don't kick him out, you're going to miss him. And then it ends.
You're
going
to miss
like,
him?
That drove it home. The other
yeah.
points were okay, but yeah, I might miss this DUI guy.
Yeah, you know the
everyone needs a drunk designated driver.
Yeah, the guy's directly
you
above
that
him.
One buddy in the family.
Yeah, they were listening to it, and they were just like, you know what, I am going to miss, you know, Gary. He is a good guy.
The funniest part is they say his name, too.
They say his name?
I don't want to play it on because of that, too.
But they dox the guy, too. Well,
like,
I mean, they got to know who they're
singing
about.
Don't kick out John Smith.
And they say his full name and everything.
I think they say Sergeant John Smith.
Have you seen the guy on TikTok who people will be like, yeah, my grandma died, will you make a song about her? And then he'll just play like a horrible techno beat and just be like, sorry that your grandma's dead.
I did catch that. That was
it's pretty funny.
Some of those are bops.
Some of them were good. Some of them were fine. Sometimes he phoned it in a little bit.
What's that dude's name? He just like goes crazy dressed in like a robe.
Rebier. I saw him in concert
last
year.
He's pretty good.
Okay.
Back in October, I saw him in concert.
Oh, yeah, no, that guy's incredible. Yeah, not that guy. Not that guy doing that.
There's a TikTok beatboxer who went viral because she made one of the funniest beatboxes ever, where she goes, you're depressed, why? Ow. That one hurt.
Did it hurt?
I was flexing my neck already.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that was a shock.
I didn't mean to get you. That's
that
one.
He did, yeah. he didn't absolutely, you know, spaz out, so I couldn't tell.
But yeah, no.
I didn't mean to catch you off guard there.
She just goes, you're depressed. Or no, you want to kill yourself, why? And then the beat drops, and it's so funny.
That'll get him. That'll teach him.
But yeah, the Allen Boys.
That's very nice of them.
Pretend for a second. I should have asked Jake this because this would have been funny to hear his perspective from an actual military perspective. But you're a military higher up. This dude, we'll just go with like you're just a sergeant. I don't know how high that is, but I know it's at least higher than private. And a private of yours gets a DUI. You know what I mean? You got a bad part of your private.
You got to handle it.
There's a part of your privates, and it's
bad.
You got a bad private part.
You got a bad private part, yeah.
And you got to either decide, like, am I going to kick this guy out or
yep,
not?
Yep. And your privates are precious
to
you.
And you're crossing all the evidence. Like, did he actually do it? What'd he blow?
You got to
check.
You
know what I mean? What part of my private part did this guy blow? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I mean, where how high
that
was the number?
That one was less subtle.
How disrespectful.
How high was this number? You're
right.
Checking everything.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the Island Boys cameo crumbs across your desk. And the final line.
You're going to miss him.
Are you keeping John Smith or are you kicking John Smith out of the military?
Get in here, John.
Come on, man.
Back in here, John. Come on, dude.
We were just messing.
We were just goofing on you, man. The Island Boys, are you serious? You think you can get them to... Are they your friends? Whoa. My kids are big fans.
Big old fans of the Island Boys. Love me some Island Boys.
Boys of the Island.
Boys of the Island.
Wow.
Boys of the Island.
Okay.
Did we talk about Leonardo DiCaprio yesterday?
I'm gonna be real with you. I don't know. Probably not.
What was the?
We didn't talk about.
Do you have a synopsis without giving anything away?
We didn't talk about him. We didn't talk about him.
This is another one of those things I can't tell if it's fake or not, so I'm just gonna believe it's real.
Okay.
An ex-girlfriend of his apparently had an interview where she details the worst date of her life was with actor Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
Quote: he rented out a whole cinema, made me watch every single Star Wars movie while he ran around with his lightsaber pretending to fight bad guys.
That sounds pretty sick.
I want to date Leo.
I was about to say.
What was the point of this?
I am single, Leo, if you're trying to just kick back, watch Star Wars, and play with lightsabers. That sounds pretty cool.
Allen Boys, dude. We'll have a 2v2.
I'm too old for Leonardo DiCaprio, though. That's the crazy part.
Jesus.
It's true.
20?
I don't know.
That was the
biggest.
He has a strict cutoff. I know he does.
That was the biggest issue, I thought, with like that new movie, Don't Look Up, was the age of his wife in the movie.
Right. People
like,
were like,
no way Leo
people were like, that's
would,
not true.
Yeah, would not.
No.
I thought he moved on from that.
Maybe. I don't know.
I heard he's going after like the 80-year-olds now. Like,
is he?
He's going grannies.
No, I'm pretty sure last I saw
he went full
hard pivot. Okay.
I don't know if that's true.
Sometimes you hit a 180. All right. You think you're doing something wrong, you make a complete lifestyle change.
Kellen Winslow did it.
Yeah, it can be done.
I'm just thinking about
that. Sounds pretty cool, honestly.
Leonardo DiCaprio dating your
grandma. He rented out the whole, I mean, you got the best experience for all the Star Wars. That's pretty sick. You know, it's something that he likes. Don't be that big of a hater, okay? Did you pay for the theater? No. You know, he wants to throw on Star Wars, have a good time. How old is he, like 40-something?
Final guess is now.
48.
50.
32. I'm just
Your price is riding us right now? He's like 48.
I'm going to say 50.
I don't think he's that old.
Leonardo DiCaprio is 47 years old.
Ooh. I
won.
You technically won by Price is Right rules. Congratulations, Will. Guess what you get? Another shock.
You didn't get me.
Not yet.
You can't. That's illegal.
Not yet.
That, Bob. Rule on it. That's
mind games. Mind
you
games were not established.
You
what?
Pump fake.
Mind games
you
are the whole. I can pump fake whenever I want.
It was not established.
Anything.
I can pump fake whenever
dude,
I'm ready.
You are.
It was not established beforehand.
Got my finger hovering over the button. People.
It seems legal to me.
Speaking of hovering over the button, we're hitting a break.
You mad?
No.
Do we need to talk about this?
We just need to hit a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. OT Hour 2. Rolling right along live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the number one sports book in America. The number one sports book in America. Like, I'm the number one. I think I proved myself during that shot caller trivia segment. If you missed any portions of the show, make sure you go check out Hour One's podcast. This hour will be uploaded shortly after the show concludes. But going 4 for 5 on the Beatles and not being far off on that last question, just for getting John Lennon cheats on his wife, that's on me. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's on me.
Yeah.
Who could forget?
Who could forget
like,
about that
I'm
guy.
The number one Beatles fan. I think I proved myself that
you
I,
did
I'm,
okay.
I'm the number one Beatles fan. I'm kind of mad you didn't give me Mac Miller. On
there were
his
a lot
birthday.
Of questions that I didn't.
You should have given me some Mac Miller stuff on his birthday. R.I.P. to the
it's
King.
It's older. I want older stuff. Beatles. Fair. You know, I was trying to
is
do
that
stuff.
Foreshadowing
you
the birthday
for.
Segment.
No, I just am saying that so whoever's doing birthdays knows to not do Mac Miller.
Yeah, don't do Mac Miller.
Because as soon
Miller
as you say Pennsylvania, I'm or 30 years old or anything about him, born James Michael, that's not right. James Malcolm.
Yeah, there you go. I was like, Michael, that's wrong.
But no, the number one sportsbook in America. It's FanDuel Sportsbook. Each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs, and that's why FanDuel is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. Bet $5 and win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. I would say put it on the Titans, man. Saturday football. We're going to get into some Super Bowl stats, talking about some things that are about the Titans. We can bring up some other things, but I got some stats about the Titans, so you want to stay tuned for those so I can back up my pick. But, I mean, Henry back, Saturday, prime time. Titans play good when it matters most, I feel like. Like, all season long, we've said that. They play down
it's
to the competition. They play prime time in our minds.
Okay.
You know, like,
okay.
It's a playoff game. Every playoff game is prime
peak
time.
Peak time.
Yeah, every game is playoff time.
Okay, yeah.
Every playoff time, prime time.
Okay,
same thing.
Sure.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're right.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
It's just helping.
Sign up for FanDuel Sports. You were not helping.
I was, you know, whatever.
Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet on the NFL, excuse me, than the number one sportsbook in America. It's simple, easy to use, and generous promotions every single day. It's safe and secure. Not just safe, and it's not just secure. It's safe and secure. And it's also got best-in-class customer service. And when you win, FanDuel gets your winnings in as little as 2 hours. And if you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 as well. Don't miss your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet when you use promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word. When signing up, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, and get your pick for the divisional playoffs in before kickoff. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designated offer. Market max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call the TN red line number 1-800-889-9789. Now let's get to these stats. Stats, facts, whichever way you want to look at it. Obviously, I do want to talk a little bit about the King. Being in pads, we saw some videos of him today. Things are looking on the upside. I'm not even going to gamble and say this weekend, but it's looking on the upside that if the Titans win, we will probably see Derrick Henry play football again. If they win this weekend. I think we might see him this weekend, but I'm not going to say anything like that. But I do think if the Titans win this weekend, we will for sure see Derrick Henry in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's back, right?
I don't want to say it.
No, he's full bore all the way, ready to go, healthy 100%, ready
I'd still
to go.
Rather have
I spoke with a Titans fan that felt confident even without Derrick Henry. So
I'd still rather have Adrian Peterson.
Right,
but
of course,
just me.
Frank Gore if he was available.
Yeah.
You know, but he's doing something else.
Derrick Henry will do, I guess. Yeah.
He'll be all right, you know. He'll be okay.
But I do have some stats to also back up my confidence.
Go ahead. Use your stats.
People
say
numbers
your stats.
Don't. Let's hear it.
The Titans were the only team in the NFL. Only. Caps lock, underline that.
Right.
Do whatever
okay.
you need to do. To
right.
Only. Team in the NFL who had three players with 8-plus sacks this season. That was Harold Landry, Danico Autry, and Jeffrey Simmons.
Okay, that's good. It's a good way to get pressure on the
quarterback. Only team in the NFL.
Yeah.
With three dangerous guys.
Congratulations.
Three guys you got to focus on.
Three of them.
Those are interior linemen, too.
Yeah. You know?
No big deal.
All right.
No big deal.
Congrats.
You want another one?
Sure, go ahead, man.
I'll hit you with another one, because Mike Vrabel and the Titans on 8 days of rest, according to Sports CBS, CBS Sports, that is, not Sports CBS.
Okay.
They're scary. Check the stats.
Check the stats.
They're 4-0 following a bye week, 4-0 following Thursday night football. Their opponent's point per game is 10.9 points per game. Point differential is plus 18.7, and their points per game is 29.6. They're 8-0 straight up and against the spread.
Following
8 days or more of rest.
I hear you.
How many days of rest did we get this past couple
weeks? A lot. You got a lot of rest.
Yeah, we did.
A lot of rust, too. Who knows?
We're healthy. Okay. I think the rest versus rust argument makes sense if, like, the players you were playing during the season were going to be playing during the playoffs. All of our starters are new besides Ryan Tannehill.
Right.
There's not a single face out there.
So extra rusty.
No, extra healthy. Fresh
okay.
legs.
Okay. All right. You take your perspective any way you want it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Spins I just Derrick Henry problem. Might, you know, he might get out there, run a couple times, have to jog off to the sideline to get a little oil can like the Tin Man in Wizard of Oz. He might be, you know, stiffed up.
Yeah.
Might not be able to run. Yeah. He'll have to knock his, you know, knees loose. You know, from just rust.
Yeah, well, maybe Patrick Mahomes would be so cold he might hear Bart Scott's advice that he gave to Josh Allen last week, and he might get stiffed up.
And have
to go off and get oil canned up.
I mean, if that is the reason that the Buffalo Bills played so good last week, then I hope the Chiefs are stiffed up on Sunday. That's all I'll say. If that's what it means.
It is very funny to think.
He could have been stiffed up out there, you know? All those Doug Flutie commercials, really, you know? They got to him.
There's just like I'm just picturing the Chiefs, obviously.
Sure.
Josh Allen did. We'll talk about the Pats, but Bill Belichick, smart coach, knows how to get in guys' heads, knows how to find the guys to win. If he just went out and just found just any gay dude in Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And was like, I need you on the defensive line, because Josh Allen's going to be on the other side.
Wow.
Stiffed up. You know what I mean?
Stiffed up.
Just go get him.
Okay. You think that's the Bill Belichick method?
I think that is.
Okay. It didn't work.
No, I don't think he did it. I don't think he followed through.
I gotcha. He was...
But if he did...
He backed out of the
it
plan.
It would have worked.
You think so?
It would have worked.
Yeah, they should hand you the keys of an NFL team.
I really do think so.
Yeah, they would respect you.
Hard not to.
I think...
You're
tough. I think I'd have a lot of friends.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
One less now, you know what I mean?
One less now?
Yeah, one less friend.
I shocked him.
That was four shocks?
That's four shocks.
That's four shocks.
One more.
That one
more. You told me to turn it up. I could turn it down.
No, keep it there.
Keep it there?
I deserve the last one.
Okay.
You know what?
You know he likes it.
No, I'm not doing it well. I'm not turning it up any higher.
You know he likes it.
I'm not doing it.
He likes it.
You want the last one on seven? That's crazy. You're crazy. This guy's out of his mind.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians fined $50,000 for striking safety Andrew Adams.
I'm going to be real with you. Coming from the perspective of a guy who played football, he didn't feel that hit. It doesn't hurt.
Do you remember the video? I can't remember.
That hurt Bruce Arians way more. I think it stings. The open palm slap.
Oh, yeah.
It hurts.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it was Wims on the Bears, and is it Gardner Johnson on the Saints last year's fight?
Yeah.
When Wims walked up, ripped his chain off, and then punched him in the face.
Yep.
And then Gardner Johnson just stood there like he didn't know if he got punched in the face or not.
Yeah.
Until the second punch came. Like that, I can see him not feeling it. At the same time, you can't.
No, it's the intent that's wrong.
You can't be slapping guys.
Right. It was a little too aggressive. Like, if I've been hitting on the head harder than that. Like, you make a play, and the coach just smacks you in the face as hard as he can, and you're like, you get you fired up, you know?
In a positive way.
In a positive
way. Yeah.
Like, that, the harder hits than that. It's the intent, the look on his eyes whenever he was very upset. And there was...
Well, yeah, no, it's
there's
like,
malice behind those
a little
eyes.
Bit, yeah.
If we were hanging out in the stew and I nut-tapped you, that's ha-ha funny.
Sure.
But if I just walked up
I wouldn't
and
laugh.
Just, like, nut-tapped some random laugh. Dude on the street, that's assault.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Maybe even sexual.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Depends.
Like, you can't
play that by ear.
Slapping guys.
No. No, but the helmet really does negate a lot. Like,
I do think $50,000 is steep.
That is pretty. That's a lot of money.
I think maybe just the
you know, he doesn't feel it then.
Someone saying,
agreed.
Like, hey,
yeah,
don't do that. That probably would have been better.
Yeah.
Maybe get the NBA refs to talk about it a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen that in high school football, let's be real. Okay? The guy get a little too mouthy, you know? You smack him on the top of the head. Hey,
yeah,
you need to chill out.
It's kind of fun to slap kids.
Yeah, you know what happens. But nobody's getting hurt.
Teenagers
know?
Do suck.
I see the reason he was upset.
As a 20-year-old.
Is he was upset of, you know, causing a...
You're a veteran.
You know, an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty or something like that, negating a turnover. That's a big deal. I see why he was trying to, you know, go about it a
was
little
it
different.
Was it not already like 31-something?
Who cares? You know? You want to win football.
Attention yes. to detail.
Yeah. It's all about, you know, being responsible, respectful. It's 100%... what is it?
Power?
10% 80,
luck. 10%
luck,
80% 20% skill. I don't even remember anymore.
You're talking about someone concentrated who's like trying
power
to explain
and
there
why
it is.
Baseball is the hardest sport.
No.
It's 20% that.
I've been leaning my arm on this shock collar remote, by the way. I'm glad you haven't just gotten my
Oh,
lap.
No, I've been shocked the whole time.
Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
Do you have anything?
I'm trying to find something.
Are you?
Yeah, there's not a lot going on.
I mean, if anything, we can just go play birthdays or something.
Yeah, I guess.
You know,
did you want to talk about the basketball game last night? Or?
Not really.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Uroš had a decent game.
We talked
what
a
boneheaded, I will say, the foul at the end of the first half. Did you guys see that?
Oh,
I
what
did
a,
not have a chance.
It was,
what a,
it was like a half court.
So yeah. What do you do? Guy, you know, Triple J hits a little floater, or maybe it was Kennedy. Kennedy Chandler hits a little, you know, floater at the buzzer. Something happens. And there's like 3 seconds left, and Vandy stoned up the court. And they're going to get a heave from half court. What does Uroš do? Then leave his feet and swat as hard as he can for a block on a half court heave and give him 3 free throws.
He's a 7-footer.
I do that all the time in 2K.
Sure. He did it in real life.
Fair.
It was a bad look. People were very upset.
You're not getting an uncontested 3 on me.
I mean, I get it. But he was getting roasted on the timeline. He came around, though. He finished, you know.
He tweeted out "Our State" in all caps with exclamation marks last night.
Oh, yeah.
Night,
he's
2K lock, you know.
He's into it.
He earned his way back.
There was some good trolling done by the Tennessee basketball account.
Oh, for
it.
Sure. Yeah.
There was some good stuff.
It was funny that the student section was completely filled with Vol fans.
Speaking of funny and not funny, real quick, I found one last story. I just got a real quick joke. Kathy Griffin, seeking a career rebirth since a Trump joke gone wrong in 2017, is asking who
the beheading thing
canceled gets a second chance, says she wants to get back to making people laugh more than anything else.
I didn't mind it that much.
That what has been robbed from me.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin, no one can rob you of something you don't have, honey.
I was going to say, she wasn't incredibly funny.
I've never found her. Like,
She wasn't incredibly funny to begin with.
You know, like the old like sitcom gag of just like, oh, I think I pulled a muscle, and someone says like, ha, you can't pull what you don't have.
Yeah.
Like, Cap, you can't have something taken away from you that, oh man, I can't believe someone stole my Ferrari. I've been carjacked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone took my Lamborghini out of the driveway.
That sucks. They can't make you not funny. You know, if you're unable to make people laugh, it's because you're not funny. You know, there's been people who have been.
I also like the
worse
term,
scandals than that are still making people laugh.
I also like the term canceled when she just made like it's arguably one of the worst jokes, not in terms of like offensiveness or anything, like just one of like the like just didn't land and was a bad joke. Like there was no joke. She just held up a fake severed head.
Yeah, there wasn't really much of a joke cuz it was just like
remember,
a picture.
I don't remember a punchline, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like was there a punchline? Like wow, the president's lost his head. That would have I would have laughed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Haha, ha, you would have gotten a chuckle.
But yeah, there wasn't
me.
A joke along with it. It was just the picture
like,
of the head
like
cut
she's
off.
Just holding it by the hair and she goes,
yeah.
It's not a wig. You know what I mean? That,
right.
That would have been very,
been,
I would have laughed very
that would have been
hard
good.
If the joke was insinuating that she ripped Donald Trump's head off by trying to see if it was a wig. That would have
been good.
That
would have been pretty good.
I supported
good.
The French Revolution also. So.
Right.
But there was no punchline.
She didn't like
no.
make a joke.
No, it wasn't really.
It was just a picture of a head
yeah.
cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I support, you know, comedy.
Yeah.
It would have been pretty.
That's
you know,
why I don't support
I bet Hedberg would have made that pretty funny.
Do what?
Hedberg, you give him that, he'd say, you'd make a pretty funny joke out of it.
Hedberg under the previous president would have
been
gold.
I was
been
also
gold.
Planning. Yeah, would have been good.
4 years of gold.
Well, you know.
Go ahead.
What?
What would Hedberg say?
I'm not Hedberg. I don't know, man.
No, I'm just curious. Like, what would Hedberg make a joke out of that?
Put yourself in the mind of a drug addict.
Okay, let me think here. Decided to take the top down. Yeah. Decided to put the top down.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I'm not Mitch Hedberg.
It's not bad.
I can't think. I don't know.
Probably be like, no, I can't.
I ordered the club sandwich, and I'm not even a member. Boom. Remember when he said that? Ha ha, funny joke. All right, get me out of here. Let's play birthdays. Jesus.
Hold on.
No?
He'd probably say something, be like, I never understood the term off with his head. You know what I mean? Something like that. He'd probably say that.
Okay.
And then he'd have a funny follow-up.
He would not have said that.
No, he would say exactly that.
That was the last one.
He earned that shot.
Right back. I was just trying to prolong that. So
yeah,
I
it was
that
rough.
Shock in. I didn't want to get shocked while playing birthdays.
I got you.
I would have cursed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We'll be right back. Birthday game. For the birthday game, as always, people are born and then we talk about them no later and no sooner. Only thing that's different is the names and the day. Excuse me. It's that Starburst talking.
No.
Yeah, you got a victory, Starburst, for getting to take off the shock collar.
I kept it in my pocket, so it was all nice and
gooey.
Nice and soft when I put it.
All right.
Nothing worse than a cold, hard Starburst.
You gotta melt it a little bit.
Practically a jawbreaker.
Yeah, it hurts. Can't bite that.
But then there's nothing worse than leaving a Starburst in your pocket for too long.
Right.
You ever left chocolate in your pocket?
Once.
It's ruined.
Sucks.
You do it once, and then at school they call you poo-poo pants,
over. Church, they would give us little goodies all the time, and then I'd leave them in my pocket all day.
Yeah,
church,
that happened.
Were covered in poop.
Yeah, yeah, little poo-poo pants.
I passed out in church one time. I'm stalling. I have a lot of good birthdays, but
the Holy Spirit get a hold of you.
I just we were standing up, down, up, down, up, down, up,
gotcha.
Down.
Gotcha.
And I locked my knees for a little too
couldn't
long.
Couldn't do
on
it
on like the third up. And
it was
just
over.
Collapsed.
Oh, that's tough.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, wait, sick way to get out of church though. Yeah. Just lock them knees.
They let me go sit in the game room for a little
nice.
Bit.
Nice.
January 19th, 1946, Locust Ridge, Tennessee. 76 years old today. Blonde, flamboyant.
Dolly Parton.
Let me give it to Bob.
Bob.
Country singer.
It's Bob got, you got it.
Yeah, you got it, Bob. Okay. January 19th, 1982, Los Angeles, California, 40 years old today. TV actress who gained fame for portraying Stephanie Tanner. How rude on Full House.
Dog, I don't know her name.
J.S.
Not a big...
Jolene.
If you had
not
like
a... Full House
a
I mean, I know what Stephanie looks like.
If you had like a sick... Like a really tight, like cool dip can. That would be one. Like maybe you could compare it to candy because that would be one. That would be Jody Sweetin.
Okay.
Sweetin.
Okay. Jody Sweetin. Sweetin. I don't know Jody Sweetin. I mean, if you showed me a picture and said, who's this? I would say
Stephanie.
Stephanie Tanner.
You'd probably say, how rude.
How rude.
Yeah.
January 19th, 1809, Boston, Massachusetts, passed away August. Or October, sorry. 7th. Those aren't similar. I don't know where
close.
That came from.
Not at all.
7th, 1849.
Man, it's a struggle. It's a struggle every day for this guy.
So he lived to be 43.
Just 40.
Okay.
American literary icon known for his
Poe.
Tales. Full name.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe is correct.
I missed the years, to be real with you.
Yeah, I butchered them.
Yeah, so it really threw me off.
January 19th, 1943, Port Arthur, Texas. October 4th, 1970, member of the 27 Club. Icon of the 1960s psychedelic rock known for her rough sound, who released five charting singles during her four-year career. It is one. And a great one. Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Bob's whooping me right now.
Yeah, he is.
I didn't get the Full House, ladies.
Let's see how well.
I didn't either.
Well,
let's see how well you guys know you're racist.
Oh, God.
January 19th, 1807, Stratford Hall, Virginia. I got to turn my brightness up. I think that's what, that was what it was. I couldn't see my screen. October 12th, 1870, at the age of 63, he passed away. American career military officer who commanded the Confederate Army.
Lee.
Robert E. Lee.
It's Robert E. Lee. Bob, you're going to have to give a full name.
I mean, I was already going there anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see if you know even more races.
We got more?
January 19th. Probably not in the same vein. Little,
different.
Little less.
Okay.
Slight less tier.
Gotcha.
But January 19th, 1947, Albany, Georgia, 75 years old today. chef, Emmy Award-winning television host, actress, and author, best known for her cooking shows on the Food Network. A lot of butter.
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen, that's her name!
Just threw Rachel Ray under the bus.
I mean, come on. You know? Whatever.
I forgot the racist part.
I couldn't remember Paula Deen. That makes me so mad.
January 19th, 1988, Flint, Michigan, 34 years old.
Yeah, a little different than Robert E. Lee. Different category. Yeah.
NBA center. But also, Robert E. Lee was never caught on video. So
that's fair.
We could just
that's
be.
Fair.
He, that could, they could all
I don't
be
think
lies,
that was on know? Video either.
I thought it was. I thought that's how they got her.
No, nah, I don't know. Man. I didn't read much
of it. It was very believable when I heard it. I didn't even
I saw the headline and I was like, yeah, sure. Sure. I'm not going to go to bat to defend, you know. Sorry.
NBA center selected 18th overall by the Washington Wizards in 2008. He competed in the 2011 slam
Dwight
dunk
Howard.
Contest where he finished second to Blake Griffin. Dwight Howard was in that slam dunk contest. He won an NBA championship as a member of the Golden State Warriors in 2017 and 2018.
Kevin Durant.
A center. He's tall.
Andrew Bogut.
Very, very funny. Not great. Wore a headband for most of his time.
Valanciunas. Varejao.
I played at Nevada.
It's Zaza Pachulia.
J.M.
J.M. That's
I'm blanking.
Five.
J.M. A big man for the Warriors in 2017.
Three. You're gonna be mad. I love this guy. There's one. JaVale McGee.
Oh my God! It's JaVale.
One of my favorite.
How did I forget JaVale McGee?
He's like.
How do I remember like Varejao?
He's like Jameis Winston, Big Ben type quarterback of the NBA.
I loved.
So funny.
He was
like
goofy.
Big Baby Glenn Davis was like that when he would drool all the time.
He did, yeah.
It was very funny.
JaVale McGee, yeah, it was a good one.
January 19th, 1982, South Bend, Indiana. 40 years old today, United States politician who is known for having served as the 32nd mayor of South Bend, Indiana, but also better known for
being gay. Pete
Buttigieg. Yes. I think he got it.
Yeah, I got it.
I was just
going
to say Pete.
It's old Mayor Pete.
I couldn't think of his last name.
Pete. January 19th, 1999, Salem, New Jersey, 23 years old today. Apparently, he's the greatest running back of all time. He's a running back who was selected in the second round of the 2020 draft to this AFC East team. He played, no, not AFC East. I forgot what division I'm in. The AFC South. He played
Jonathan
college
Taylor.
Football. It is Jonathan Taylor. Final birthday here today. January 19, 1969, San Diego, California, passed away May 2nd, 2012, at the age of 43, a very tragic death, as he was a former NFL linebacker, 12-time Pro Bowl selection.
Junior Seau.
It is Junior Seau. R.I.P.
R.I.P. to a legend. I don't know who won.
We give it to Bob.
I feel like I gave him a run down the stretch.
You chased me down.
Someone tweet me. Someone tweet it.
Check the stats. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
I don't care if it's, you know, yeah, if it's Thursday at 4 p.m., I've probably still not checked. Go ahead and tweet me. We love you guys. Yeah.